gutters, gut on the house. Mm-hmm. I got gut on my house there now. I ain't too putting gutters. I got one more piece. I ain't putting nothing in the front. But I had one piece to put in the bag that my son to put out. Keep it for getting to buy the strap for my gutter. I got a strap, I can put it together, and I keep forgetting I need two straps. Mm-hmm. And I'll keep forgetting about my gutter. Just when it go to rain and the rain fall on my step, I think about the gutter.
Say if you were cooking something in a lot of water, and you want to get the water out.
You just leave it boil out and throw it out.
Or you
throw it out.
Turn it up and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, if you got too much water, throw it out.
Uh-huh. You say you were draining it or draining it or...
Mm-hmm. Draining the water out of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
This, you mentioned a canal. Is that something that people dig or does that...
A canal?
Uh-huh.
Canal is big.
Do people dig it or does it...
Uh-uh. Dig by dredge boat. Nobody can dig no canal. A dry boat, big canal.
It's big enough for a big boat to go through
there? No, good sized boat can go through. A good sized skiff, but not no big boat.
Mm-hmm. What about a bayou?
A bayou, anything can go in a bayou.
Except not a big boat.
Except a ship.
Uh-huh.
Can't go in there. Some of them big enough, deep enough for a towboat to be in.
How much water does a towboat need? It doesn't look like
it's
deep at all.
A tugboat ain't that deep. I don't believe they need that much water for a tugboat. Some of them need. There's some big tugboat and that's small. They have a good sized boat passing that canal back there, but not the inside canal nor the outside canal.
Mm-hmm.
They got two canals, that levee set between two canals back there.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never see the other canal where they dug back there. Because you got to cross, and I don't, they ain't got nothing to cross with, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You got a canal to cross to go see the, over the levee to see the other canal.
Mm-hmm.
I never see the last canal they made back then.
You mentioned the creek. What's the difference between the creek and the bayou?
Well, a creek, that's just a little bit of place where the water and cut and running, you see?
Mm-hmm.
A bayou is a big place. There's some little bayous and they had big bayous.
Mm-hmm.
They fish in the bayou. Fish, some of them trawls to drink in it.
What are the names of some of the creeks or bayous?
What's the name of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, honey, I don't know. You like my son, he could tell you the name of all the bayous and creeks back there. But me, I don't know. I really don't know.
What about where you were growing up?
But I don't know nothing about the bayou thing. I know a thing about the bayou. I never did go in a bayou till after I was married.
Mm-hmm.
Went in bayous with my husband across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And
which
I don't
river?
Know the name of them. Then we was living on the other side of the river.
What's the name of this river?
The Mississippi River.
Uh-huh.
It's a big river, the Mississippi River. We used to pull across the river, you used to go across the river in a skiff, you know?
Uh-huh.
Pulling the oar like this. And now you don't see that no more. Nobody got no skiff to go across the river.
Is that current very strong?
Yeah, when the river high, you gotta start across here. And when you look, you might be way down the road to come out of here, and you have to pull up on the other side. Is the current strong in that river when the river high? Now when it's low, it ain't got no current, not too much.
Is it low now?
No, indeed, the river high.
It doesn't look like it's that strong.
Huh?
It doesn't look strong to me.
With the current?
Uh-huh.
Because you're on the lane, that's why.
Uh-huh.